もしもし、お声は聞こえているでしょうか。
Hello, can you hear me? 会場が私の方を要請きましたが、もう失業。I was asked to unmute the microphone, so is it okay to ask question now? Yes. Yes, we can hear you, Ueno-san. We can hear you. Thank you. Simple question. So profit growth was very strong. The result was very positive. But looking at the details, it seems that cost control was quite strong too. This is page 8 of your presentation material. SG&A increase, 6%, 57 billion or so. This is controlled to this level. In the second quarter, it was 52.2 billion, 10% increase. So year on year and quarter on quarter, the third quarter cost was very much controlled. And what are the major factors behind this? That's the question. And also in the fourth quarter next year, do you think this is sustainable? This is something that we cannot really see from outside because it's the management's decision. So those are the two questions. Quarter on quarter, why is the cost contained at the same level? And also, what will happen to the cost in the fourth quarter and next fiscal year? Thank you for your question. First of all, there was a reason that the cost was increasing after the pandemic finished. Of course, during COVID-19, there was not much marketing and travel, and once that situation changed, the cost increased to a certain level, and we didn't want to increase any further. So we are curtailing travel expenses and so on. And of course, the payroll is pretty big. We are now focusing on productivity. These are the two big factors, I believe, behind the cost containment. Well, in February, we will talk about the next year's outlook. But in terms of productivity, well, we want to focus on productivity so that we don't have to increase the headcount. We can use generative AI to improve productivity. That's what we believe. I see. Thank you. So in that case, some of this can continue into next fiscal year. Now, if you look at the cost on a quarter-by-quarter basis, in the previous year, the fourth quarter was actually quite high compared to the rest of the quarters. And if the situation in the third quarter continues, then we should expect a big profit in the fourth quarter in this fiscal year too. But there was no upward revision. So I wonder if there are any additional factors you're considering for the fourth quarter. Well, for the fourth quarter, there is variable cost involved, and that's related to the revenue. And we also pay bonuses every 6 months. So that's also a variable factor. And that is why we cannot really predict that. And we think it's too early to talk about revisions. So depending on how this plays out, we may revise or not. Thank you. So third quarter profit was very strong, but it does not necessarily mean that we will see the same result in the fourth quarter. But we don't have to be too pessimistic, right? But we don't know how the fourth quarter will end. So for the time being, we don't intend to revise. I see. Thank you very much. That's all I have. Actually, Q3 cost control, I would like to add a comment to that. Cost reduction, YOY, this is inclusive of FX. And the stock option cost is the only item that has declined. Q3 last year, well, the stock price actually went up and the stock option cost was quite high. But this time around, it's the opposite way. So this is not very a happy situation, but share price went down and stock option cost also went down at the same time. Excuse me, I have finished asking my question, so please don't ask me to unmute my microphone anymore. Okay, let me continue with my explanation. So, a stock option cost was high last year and low this year. So this is a temporary cost reduction in the Q3. This was a big factor for Q3. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Then Kikuchi-san, please. This is Kikuchi. In regard to cost, you've been able to keep it down, and it's a good trend, and we're looking forward to improvement in profits. But in regard to increasing the headcount in the U.S., you'll continue to be aggressive, and now you have the headcount in place, so you'll be willing to try to get business opportunities to develop the market and to secure more customers. And has that been achieved to some extent, or have you given up to some extent? Are you thinking of holding back activities, or is it possible to continue to achieve more without spending too much cost and people? Compared to the previous explanation in regard to the costs, in regard to the sales strategy or the marketing strategy, are there improvements? If there are any changes in those strategies, could you touch upon this?
Kevin,
Mahendra, can I take that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll take this question to maybe give a little bit of color just around the globe on the regional performance, and then I'll land with the specific question around the Americas and the U.S. Mahendra went through it quickly. You'll be able to digest it later, but it's wonderful to have a large global footprint like we have. And what we saw across the globe in Q3 was, our continued very successful, very strong performance in the Asia Pacific, Mediterranean, Middle East, and Africa region. Very, very strong growth. I like to use the pre-GAAP numbers. I like to use the common currency in order to try and really get a sense for how the business is performing. And we saw that in that region, really, really strong. Second up is Japan. Very nice quarter in Japan. Strength in both the consumer and the enterprise business. Really strong and healthy, in particular in the enterprise business, seeing our government business start to come back and perform. So that was really nice in Japan. The third is Europe. And, honestly, everything is executing really, really well in Europe. And, we can see strong performance continue to come. In Q3, we suffered from some really a difficult comparable from Q3 of last year. We had a very, very strong quarter last year in Europe, and it just made the growth that much harder. But we feel like we're executing very well and doing a lot of nice things. Now, in the Americas is a big geography. In Canada, we had very healthy double-digit growth. We had a lot of softness in Latin America, in particular in Brazil, in the government business. We saw that being quite soft. And then in the U.S., we are definitely not giving up. We in fact, have we put a new sales model in place starting in January, and we've been seeing sort of quarter over quarter the performance of the U.S. team improve. We did get some growth out of the U.S. in Q3, and that's coming off of Q1 and Q2 where we actually declined. So we're starting to see the results of that. There's still more work to do, and we see lots of potential. It doesn't require any more investment, that's for sure. We have lots of investment already in place. And that's our consistent story around our operations, is we're really, really thinking that we've got enough, and we're trying to drive productivity now. I hope that answered the question.
Thank you very much.
Are there any extra explanation that you'd like to give us, Mr. Negi? No, that's all right. Next, in regard to the Japanese business, there were price increases, and also in the Docomo shops and so on, we're seeing changes. So we'd like an explanation on that. compared to the fourth quarter of last year, in pre-gap, it seems to be things are slowing down. On a year-over-year basis, you're seeing the results going up. But for the Japanese trend, do you think that the pace will be similar to the last 2 years? Or do you think that we've gone through a cycle already? And when it comes to the carrier shops, there's going to be the impact of the situation there. So what do you see happening in that area? Yes, this is Omikawa. And there are concerns about the fact that many mobile shops are closing, so the sales outlets are decreasing. That is a concern. And also in regard to PC shipments, there is a decline compared to what we anticipated. And so therefore, in the consumer business, we can't continue to follow the conventional methods. And so therefore, in terms of ease of use or service to the customers, we have been moving forward with efforts, and we're trying to promote utilization and increasing the unit price per customer. And so it's very slight, but we have been able to achieve some growth. That's the situation of the consumer business. But there are positive factors. And in the small business area, there are mobile security functions of the virus buster that is required in the SMB market. And in that sense, in the newer channels and in areas where there had been a lack of penetration in the past, we have been making efforts toward the users there. And also in the consumer area as well, we're trying to increase the value-added elements of our services so that even users who have not used our products in the past will be able to take advantage of our products more. So we'll have to continue to keep forward our efforts. And for the commercial market, we had been behind in efforts of EDR, but in the area of XDR, as Kevin had explained, there has been successes that we've achieved in replacing other companies' EDRs, because there had been the EDR deployments that had been made, and yet there had been a considerable burden imposed on the users. And so therefore, there are new methods or new sensors that people are seeking. And there's a slight increase that we're already seeing. But once utilization begins, then we believe that, as in the case of Vision 1, we'll be moving forward with replacements. And we have already been achieving a replacement of CrowdStrike. And our products are used, we do see that there are more solid efforts. We had been slower to start, but in the commercial area as well, we want to achieve greater growth. And so there's the use of generative AI and a data-driven approach that is taken. And we have these weapons that we can take advantage of. And we've started our activities accordingly in the Japanese market. I see. So in the consumer market, from the first quarter of last year, it continues to remain flat, but there's going to be the enterprise market growth that will compensate for this. Or what about the consumer area? Well, we're not going to see explosive growth in the consumer area, as Kevin has said. I see. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question, please.
ご質問のある方いらっしゃいますか？大丈夫でしょうか？
Checking to make sure that there are no further questions. Well, I think everybody moved to the earnings announcement by SoftBank. Well, next question. I think we heard something from, yes, this is Chiba from JP Morgan. Can you hear me? We can hear you now. Thank you. Just one question about payroll and the outlook. Headcount is declining constantly. And I understand that you're also trying to improve productivity. Will we see same decline in headcount going forward, or have you stopped shrinking your workforce?
まあ、ヘッドカウントこれから右が下がっていくことは申し上げてないんですけれども、私のコメントというのは前、
We have not really talked about that, but headcount was growing rapidly. That was the comment from the analyst before. And we said we had to hire people after the pandemic, and now we believe we're at sufficient level. So we don't have a plan to actively increase the headcount. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, we'll unmute the next person. So, this is Sato. Can you hear us? Yes, we can hear you. I'd like to confirm about the wording on third page in regard to shareholders. We understand that according to the chart, there's going to be 100 billion in dividends. And then 140 billion, next fiscal period. So there's 40 billion and another 100 billion of dividends to make it 140 billion total. Well, we have the annual dividend that will be paid out next year. Oh, I see. That's what you mean. I see. Then it doesn't mean 100 billion and 100 billion. I was thinking, wow, if that's the case, but I understand now what is made. Yes. So when the payment of the, when the timing of the payment of the dividends happens, then it'll be 140 billion.
Next question, please. This is Segawa, Morgan Stanley Securities. Can you hear me? Yes, please ask your question. Thank you. I have one question. From your subsidiaries, you'll be extracting the profit, and that pushed up the payment of the consumption tax, corporate tax. Will this situation continue in the next year? Well, will you continue to pay high amount of taxes going forward? $140 billion is based on the balance sheet that we estimate at the end of this fiscal year, and this is the maximum that we can go. And if we want to go any higher, we have to do something really drastic. So right now, 140 billion, you can already see in the text how this was calculated, and 8.1 billion is paid in taxes in relation to this. We cannot do the same amount next year. It's not possible. I mean, we would be overborrowed, and that wouldn't be allowed according to the regulations. So, 140 billion is the maximum we can do right now. I see. I think your question is about effective tax rate from the past versus when we aggregate all the profits at the center, how much difference does it make? Well, we didn't allocate, allow for tax expenses in the past because we did not assume that we are aggregating all the profit to Japan. But now, going forward, we will be doing that, which means that we will be paying this tax. So the tax rate will look different from the past. 2 to 3 years ago, under those previous conditions, we had paid certain amount of taxes, and the tax that we'll be paying in the future will be higher than those. Thank you. Habara-san, for your additional comment, that was very clear. Thank you. Yes, I think Habara-san's answer was more appropriate.